All right, and welcome, folks. We've got another Capes and Scowls, Scowls Top 4 coming at you. Today, myself and...
Rich.
We'll be doing a live-action, hand-to-hand combat scenes from movies, shows, whatever. So, I know for myself, I tried to leave out, like, gun-fu, and that's something we could touch on maybe at another point, but for today, it'll just be hand-to-hand live actions. So, Rich, which I'd like you to start off. So what do you think is your, what do you have as your first in your top four or Mount Rushmore of hand-to-hand live action fight scene?
So the first one that I picked is my mind immediately went to the Raid series. And my favorite fight scene out of those movies was Mad Dog versus Jaka. It was the first like one-on-one fight scene in the series, and the choreography, the brutality of the moves, everything about it was chef's kiss.
Yeah, that scene is awesome. That movie is loaded with amazing fight scenes.
Oh, yeah.
So you could really do like a top four of just that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. But it set the bar for the rest of the series that this is just brutal. Amazing long shot choreography.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. So I guess I'll go with my first one. It was sort of like, I guess it's kind of like stolen, I believe, from the Raid series, would be the hallway fight scene from Daredevil on Netflix. It's just like a long shot, like constant brawl. That scene in that like episode just like blew me away. It was kind of like the pinnacle of, like, I feel like the whole series, like just like watching like the character get like more and more tired as the fight goes on, like needing to be like less precise and just more like brutal with how he's fighting.
Yeah,
it's getting worn out. It's just like so much fun to watch, and it's just so exciting. So
shoulders slumped over, just deep breaths, just going in and out of the rooms, just screaming to work up the will to throw another punch.
Right. Was it when the microwave comes flying out of the door into the hallway?
Just bounces straight off.
Yeah. So, like, that's one of my favorites. So what is your second there, Rich?
So I guess we're going to have our first overlap, because that is actually the second one on my list. For all the same reasons. It's such a great showcase of what just letting the stuntmen do their thing. You don't have to move the camera. They just set up the choreography. And you just let them show you why we love the stuff that they do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can't go wrong with it.
No, it's outstanding.
So then I guess my second one, I will switch genres a little bit. I'm going to go with something that we may overlap, but I hope it's not this scene, is from Ip Man 1. It's the fight in his house when like the head of like the whole karate like group shows up and like wants to fight him, and he's like, no, I don't want my wife to be mad at me.
Yeah,
and they start fighting, and like the guy's like knocking pots and pans like pottery over, and he's catching it, and then like as his son comes strolling through on the tricycle, and they both stop fighting, and then he leaves, is like, bye daddy, and then they just start fighting again. That movie, the whole series is loaded with amazing fight scenes, but like just like the detail and again like dedication and letting like people that know how to do this stuff do it.
Yeah. And the playfulness of them going back and forth, and he ends up breaking a pie. He's like, I'll pay for it.
Right. And then, right. And then he's like, my wife's gonna be so mad at me.
Oh, I don't worry, I'm sorry, I'll pay for it.
Right.
I don't want to make your wife mad. I just wanna beat you up.
Yeah, yeah. that series has so many fun ones, but like I think that's the one that like showcases what that movie is about the best for one-on-one fights.
Yeah, I was struggling to try and work an Ip Man fight into my top four, but we will not overlap there.
All right, so what is your third one?
My third one is, this one goes back to when I first, like, one of the first movies that blew my mind just wall to wall, and it is from Matrix. It is the Neo Smith fight in the subway.
Ah, yeah.
When he finally just kind of embraces who he's turning into,
right,
and just stops and turns, and then just that fight scene is just it was just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, just him like stepping into like the character, like, yeah, no, yeah. I am the one.
Yeah,
like,
And they were knocking each other into concrete walls and stuff was exploding. They were covered in the dust. And as they were fighting, like the shots that were landing on each other was rippling the dust off of them. It was visually great. It was, there was a lot of emotion packed into that fight scene. And yeah. it was outstanding.
Yeah, I almost included a Matrix one on my list. But like, I think I went with more like some more modern ones just because like the detail that they put into them now, but like,
yeah,
mad respect for that fight scene.
This was a tough to only pick four. Like, right. I at one point I had a list of like 20 or 30 different scenes.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I've populated too much stuff.
Yeah. Cutting them down was definitely a tough one.
Yeah.
So my third one I've got, from Civil War, the Cap and Bucky versus Iron Man. Like, mm-hmm. under the base where Iron Man like turns off the computers because he wants to fight Cap himself.
Yeah.
And it's just like how well Cap and Bucky work together after it's been like so long since they've seen each other.
Yeah.
And like it was just like jaw dropping, like watching like them take down, like, you know, somebody in a suit who's like got more armor and defenses and attack power than they do. Like,
it was so kinetic. It just kept bouncing around the room, and at no point was like the tension ever dropped.
Right.
Was,
yeah. They were like, this is how we're going to systematically need to pick this person apart to win.
They were passing the shield back and forth, like bouncing it around to each other.
Right.
Just an absolute onslaught. It was great.
So what is your fourth and final one, Rich?
My fourth and final one. I prepared to take some flack for this one. But I had to dig deep because I wanted to think outside the box, right? Because we had a lot of you know, bare knuckle brawl kind of stuff going on my list. So I went with Jack versus Will in the first Pirates of the Caribbean. When they're sword fighting through the blacksmith thing. That's a delight. Watching them go back and forth, there's so much going on. It's playful, and then he's pulling swords off the wall. He pulled one out of the kiln. And they were going back and forth. I every time I watch that movie, I always find myself when I go back to that scene, I restart it one more time.
It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. It puts a smile on my face just watching him kind of do the whole, because you don't get, like, what swashbuckling scenes do we get anymore in movies, you know?
All right, anymore? Yeah, not really. Yeah, it was just like, you can tell they had fun doing it too.
Yeah. Not a lot of long shots, so they were going back and forth and getting the high ground, jumping to the low ground, the whole nine. Right. It's fantastic.
All right, so I'm going to round this out with a series that we could do, you know, why it's the best series ever and why everything about it is great. So I'm going to end with a fight scene from John Wick 3.
Ooh, okay.
And I went with what I'm calling is like the final boss and final guards fight, like when he's in the room of all like the windows fighting the Iron Chef guy and his guards. Like, they're like, the respect that the three people that he's fighting have for him, like, is amazing. Like, where they're, like, they're letting him stand back up because they don't want to, like, pick on, like, somebody that's down because they want to beat John Wick.
Yeah. And funny enough, one of the guys in the fight scene is Mad Dog.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's a third movie in the series, too, man. Like, it has no right to be that good.
Right. And, like, there's so many, like, things, like, scenes you can pick from, like, even just this movie, like, I could have gone to the opening scene, like, where they're at the antique shop. Like, that's amazing. But, like, I wanted to leave out, like, the gunfighting for, like, another time. So,
yeah.
But, like, I just got to really, like, respect Keanu and, like, all the work that he puts in to learn what he's doing.
Yep.
Because he really tries and wants it to be legitimate, which is great.
And it shows. It's like, choreography he puts in everything, the work he puts in everything, just like the videos you watch of him, like training, like the hours of jujitsu stuff he put in to kind of make sure he was on par with that, and the gunplay, everything. So
that rounds out my top four of hand-to-hand live action fight scenes, and like, there's really no complaints. Like, I can't be mad, like, what you picked. It's like, they're all great, and like, they're all great for their own reasons, and they're all fun for their own reasons.
Yeah, this is a fun dive to take. To try and find the ones that I thought were like the best or the most fun or just unique in their genre.
Yeah. Well, guys, I think that's where we're going to wrap this one up. This has been another Scowls Top 4. If you have, you know, any complaints, direct them at the Capes and Scowls Twitter, which is at Capes and Scowls. Or if you want to harass me, I'm at HyperHippo on Twitter. If you think that my choices were dumb, you know, keep your opinions to yourself, but at me. Rich, can the people find you anywhere that to harass you about your list or make recommendations?
They you can find me at Levelheaded Lunacy on Twitter. That's LVL Headed Lunacy. Yeah, add me on there if you agree, disagree. Let me know how much you love my picks, of course.
Right. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.